Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 55. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 42. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees will meet tonight at 6:15 at Bob Boyles Hall at Frontier Community College. FCC student Rachel Nikowski is set to be seated as the new student trustee before the board moves to reports and new business. Trustees are anticipated to approve fees for truck driving students and for student professional liability, and they will also discuss a bid committee report for resurfacing the Wabash Valley College Gymnasium. Members will hear the financial report before entering executive session, and they will approve the personnel report before adjourning for the night. The meeting will also be held by Zoom, and information for joining can be found on our headlines page. More news next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Bone-in assorted pork chops for $1.49 a pound. Roma or slicing tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. Cucumbers or green peppers, 79 cents each. Or a 5-pound bag of Idaho potatoes for 99 cents. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
It's never too late to go back to school, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Achieve your educational goals with GED test prep classes offered in person on our campus in Fairfield or in Albion or Flora. We even offer classes online to meet the demands of your busy schedule. As always, the classes are free, and we even offer vouchers to help pay for the exams. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to sign up now.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, 32-year-old Mount Vernon resident Jeremy M. Pitchford was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court last week. He pleaded guilty to a Class 2 felony count of aggravated DUI and was sentenced to 3 years probation, plus time served. One count and several cases against him were dismissed per his plea. Pitchford was also ordered to pay $4,259 in fines and court costs. 38-year-old Jeff resident Brandon L. Thomas pleaded guilty to a Class 3 felony count of possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine. He was sentenced to 2 years probation and time served, and was ordered to pay $1,931 in fines and court costs. 35-year-old Fairfield resident Shannon L. Cohn was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. He was arrested on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. Cohn was held in the jail, pending the posting of $90 bond. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently stole an H&H black 10-foot trailer with white rims from the Harley Fry property in Barnhill Township. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Richland County Deputy Kevin McCormick was awarded the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police Life-Saving Award last week for on-duty actions involving the rescue of an elderly man who had fallen overboard while boating near Olney. In September, a woman called 911 to report her husband had gone overboard on East Fork Lake. Though wearing a life jacket, he was having difficulty holding his head above water, and his wife was unable to pull him back in the boat. Deputy McCormick was the first responder to arrive on scene and found another boat attempting to help. McCormick removed his gear and swam to assist the man, helping him safely to the shoreline. The Illinois FOP was chartered in 1963. It represents more than 34,000 active and retired police officers. Jeremy Simmons, a man who pleaded guilty to arson in 1999, received a pardon clearing his record and allowing him to head a fire department in East Carondelet, near St. Louis. A plea deal allowed him to avoid prison years ago, but prohibitions coming with the conviction stood in way of a public safety career and gun ownership. Following the pardon in May, he is now a part-time police officer as well and is allowed to carry a gun and use lethal force if warranted. He had served as a volunteer firefighter before becoming chief of the Prairie DuPont Fire Department, and his hiring prompted a mass resignation by other firemen in the department. His father, Herb Simmons, has served as mayor of East Carondelet for more than 30 years, and though the governor's pardon did not restore his gun privileges, a federal law exempts police officers from needing a FOID card or concealed carry license. Herb Simmons also formerly served as police chief and is the head of the St. Clair County Emergency Management Agency. The state has launched a new tourism campaign called The Middle of Everything. The effort stars actress Jane Lynch and highlights what Illinois is all about, says Governor J.B. Pritzker.
We're the heart of America, one of the largest and most diverse states in the country, offering everything from a national forest to the nation's greatest city, a treasured UNESCO World Heritage Site, and a fan favorite Navy Pier.
Lynch is an Illinois native and says working on the campaign has been an incredible experience.
Not only did I experience the many wonders of Illinois, our beautiful state, from Chicago to Springfield to Grafton, but I also worked alongside the Shedd Aquarium's very own Wellington the Penguin, who is an amazing method actor, by the way.
The ads will run in 20 markets in Illinois, 7 neighboring states, and cable stations nationwide. More about the campaign can be found at enjoyillinois.com. The inaugural Renew Fairfield event is scheduled to be held this Saturday. The day will include electronics recycling at the fairgrounds from 8 to noon and paper shredding at FNB from 9 to noon, and the Street and Bridge Department will accept items from 8 to noon in a consolidated cleanup effort. The day was initially intended to include the painting of a few homes, but that has been pushed back to later in 2022, per Wayne County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Libby Lingefelter.
The hopes was that we would get some houses that really need a paint job. You know, it's going to make a drastic improvement in the street view of a house that really needed it. And we unfortunately didn't get the houses that we had hoped for. So we're going to postpone it, and that too will come. And it's prom weekend and lots of other things going on. So that takes a lot of people, lots of volunteers out of the picture. It's going to come, just not this weekend.
She says the city hopes to turn Renew Fairfield into an annual event. The Wayne County Chamber of Commerce will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony tomorrow at noon for Dr. Sean Bledel and Recreated Health. The event will be held at 215 Southeast 3rd Street, Suite 200 in Fairfield, at the Old People's National Bank Building. The public is welcome to attend and welcome Dr. Bledel and his family to the community, and Lingefelter says people could earn business credit by participating.
Recreated Health, so they offer chiropractor service along with some other maybe non-traditional services. You won't be disappointed. They are located on the third floor of the Old People's Building. We'll do the ribbon cutting. They're going to have appetizers, raffle drawings, and they're also going to have prizes for Recreated Health Bucks available to use on any service at Recreated Health. So they've got a couple nice prizes. Maybe you've thought about visiting them, and hey, here's your chance. Come out to the ribbon cutting. You might win a first adjustment for free.
Appearing on the Community Connection, Lingefelter also looked forward to May 27th and the annual Chamber Golf Scramble.
We will have lunch at noon, and the lunch this year will be provided by the Green Pig, and we'll have tee off at 1. If you want a team, it's 4-man teams, $200. We have limited spots, so we allow 14 teams. We always sell out. So if you've got a team that you want to put together and you need the paperwork, call me. I'll be happy to send it to you, or you can stop at the chamber office. We also have some hole sponsorships available. So if you would like to sponsor a hole, you know, we have a good crowd that day. There's lots of people, lots of, I don't want to say important people, but a lot of business influential people in your community are there. So it's a great way to get your name out.
People can secure a team by calling the chamber at 842-6116 or by emailing chamber at fairfieldilcitygov.us. 55-year-old Blueford resident Roger Smith was injured in a single vehicle accident near Gorville Monday morning. According to Illinois State Police, at approximately 10:45, Smith was southbound on Illinois Route 37 in a semi when he left the road and struck a ditch embankment. He was flown to a regional hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and was cited for improper lane usage. A state appellate court last week said it would not block enforcement of Governor J.B. Pritzker's mandate for certain categories of public employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo regular testing. The 2-1 ruling by the 4th District Court of Appeals upheld a Sangamon County decision not to issue a temporary restraining order on the policy. The governor first issued a vaccine mandate in August, applying to healthcare workers, school employees, higher education personnel and students, and state employees working in congregate facilities. The provision does not officially go into effect until June 1st. The suit cited the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act, which makes it illegal to discriminate against anyone for refusing to receive any form of care they find contrary to their conscience. The court said the law would only be discriminatory if an employer punished workers who refused to be vaccinated or tested as a matter of conscience, but did not punish those who refuse for other reasons. It said the vaccine requirements could be seen as merit-based policies, as people who are vaccinated are less likely to spread COVID-19 in the workplace. The IDPH reported one new case of COVID-19 in Wayne and Wabash counties since Friday afternoon. Marion and Jefferson counties added two cases, and Clay, Richland, Lawrence, Edwards, Hamilton, and White counties held steady on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 5,755 new cases and 7 additional deaths. Homeowners affected by COVID-19 can now apply for housing assistance. Kim Howard reports.
The $309 million program is now open for applications, says Illinois Housing Development Authority spokesperson Amy Lee.
That will provide up to $30,000 in grants that don't need to be repaid to eliminate or reduce past due mortgage and property tax payments for folks who have suffered financially due to the pandemic. The grants can be used to pay delinquent mortgage payments. It can pay for a mortgage reinstatement or other housing-related costs relating to a period of forbearance. They could go to delinquent property taxes, delinquent homeowners insurance or flood insurance.
Applications will be accepted through May 31st. You can begin the process online at illinoishousinghelp.org. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Central Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis has sponsored a bill prohibiting local governments from banning or regulating the use of pesticides at levels more stringent than state and federal regulations.
It shouldn't be necessary because we have such a stringent process at the federal level through the EPA. We have the scientists that are funded through the PREA reauthorization that I helped craft that passed unanimously out of the House a few years ago. We have the expertise testing these pesticides on the front end. What happens is you have numerous climate hysterics that go to local city council meetings in certain parts of our country, local county meetings, and they try to get the local officials to hold pesticide usage that has already been tested at the federal level to a higher standard. And it's all because they worship at the altar of climate change. And they worship at the altar of the climate hysterics. And what we have to do is stand up and say no. And this is our chance in Washington to stand up and say, we've got a great process and a bipartisan approved process in place. Let's use it.
The bill is supported by the Illinois Pest Control Association and the Illinois Farm Bureau. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmine. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work, and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 43 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 34,868, up 457 points. The NASDAQ is at 13,585, up 253 and rising fast. The current price of crude oil is $101.21, down 4 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Grayville resident Kent E. Wheeler died on Friday. Kent Wheeler is survived by his wife Doris, children Denise and Clay, six grandchildren, one great-grandson, brother Jim, and several cousins, nieces, and nephews. Services will be Wednesday at 10 at the Grayville First Christian Church. Visitation will be today from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Oak Grove Cemetery. 83-year-old McLeansboro resident Peggy Thomas died on Sunday. Peggy Thomas is survived by son Patrick, siblings Shirley and Billy, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Wednesday at noon at Harry Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in the Oddfellows Cemetery. 75-year-old Fairfield resident Sandra K. Mark died on Friday. Sandra Mark is survived by her husband Claude, children Sherry, Cheryl, Gayla, and Ernie, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, many nieces and nephews, and siblings Sharon and Arnie. Services will be Wednesday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Union Cemetery. 85-year-old Norman Edward Fechtig died on Friday. Services will be Wednesday at noon at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and interment will be at Bruce Chapel Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K. How convenient.
It's time for a Tuesday check of sports. High school baseball from yesterday. North Clay, Clay City defeats FCHS 15-12. Edwards County gets a 12-5 win over Alney Richland County. It was Marshall over Mount Carmel 8-2. Newton beats Red Hill 6-3. And Harrisburg wins over Massac County 16-1. In high school softball, Alney Richland County beats Edwards County 5-2. Salem 11, Mount Vernon 8. Newton over Red Hill 10-0. Woodlawn beats Waltonville Cesar Valier 10-0. And Massac County tops Harrisburg 7-1. High school boys track and field at the Roger Lee Invitational at Hamilton County. Hamilton County the winner. Weber was second. Carmi White County finishes third. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Cubs double up the Rays 4-2. White Sox and Guardians rained out. Twins beat the Red Sox 8-3. Astros over the Angels 8-3. A's top the Orioles 5-1. Brewers 6, Pirates 1. Rockies over the Phillies 4-1. Padres get by the Reds 4-1. And the Dodgers win over the Braves 7-4. Diamondbacks and Nationals and Giants and Mets were both postponed. Statements are being made early in the NBA playoffs. The 76ers rolled over the Raptors 112-97 in Philadelphia last night to take a commanding 2-0 series lead. Out west, the Warriors beat the Nuggets 126-106 to take a 2-0 series lead. Elsewhere, Dallas got by the Jazz 110-104 to even that series at 1. In the NHL, Flames over the Blackhawks 5-2. Capitals get by the Avalanche 3-2. Hurricanes 5, Coyotes 3. Devils beat the Golden Knights 3-2. Kraken double up the Senators 4-2. And the Canucks beat the Stars 6-2. Celtics guard Marcus Smart has been named the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year. This is only the fifth time in league history that a guard has won the award, and the first since Gary Payton in the 1995-96 season. Suns forward Michael Bridges was second, and Jazz center Rudy Gobert third. Smart joins Kevin Garnett as the only two members of the Celtics to be named Defensive Player of the Year. This year's version of the match will feature some of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen will be taking part in this year's 12-hole exhibition at Wynn Las Vegas on June 1st. Brady and Rodgers will be paired up as the veterans of the group and will tee off against Mahomes and Allen. According to Turner Sports, the previous five editions of the match have raised nearly $33 million for various charitable organizations. And former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta is calling it a career after 12 major league seasons. The 36-year-old said on Barstool Sports, Pardon My Take podcast, that it's his time to step away from the game. Arrieta began his major league career with the Orioles before being traded to the Cubs in 2013. During his five seasons with the Cubs, Arrieta won the National League Cy Young in 2015 and the World Series in 2016. Arrieta also spent time with the Phillies and Padres. Here's your schedule for today. In high school baseball, FCHS is at home against Edwards County. Our coverage of the game begins at 4:30 p.m. on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Elsewhere, Sisney at home against Waltonville. Wayne City is at Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran. In high school softball, FCHS is at home against Edwards County. That game slated for a 6 p.m. start. Wayne City is at home against Odin. In high school track and field, the FCHS boys run at the DeCoin Relays. The FCHS girls are at the Benton Invitational. College baseball today, Frontier is at John A. Logan College. In college softball, Frontier is at home against Lakeland College for a doubleheader. Major League Baseball action tonight. The Cardinals are in Miami to take on the Marlins. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 4:45 p.m. Elsewhere, Cubs host the Rays, White Sox at the Guardians, Yankees at the Tigers, Blue Jays at the Red Sox, Angels at the Astros, Twins at the Royals, Orioles at the A's, Rangers at the Mariners, Diamondbacks at the Nationals for a doubleheader, Giants at the Mets for a doubleheader, Pirates at the Brewers, Phillies at the Rockies, Reds at the Padres, and the Braves at the Dodgers. Three game twos are on tap in the NBA playoffs tonight as the Heat host the Hawks, the Grizzlies host the Timberwolves, and the Suns host the Pelicans. NHL action tonight has the Blues at home against the Bruins, Flyers at the Maple Leafs, Wild at the Canadiens, Red Wings at the Lightning, Jets at the Rangers, Panthers at the Islanders, Flames at the Predators, Kings at the Ducks, Senators at the Canucks, and the Blue Jackets at the Sharks. That is a Tuesday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 42. Wednesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Wednesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low of 52. Thursday, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 57. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 79.